5.16.1 window, channel list preview, error on new computer microphone, administrator level 1.
I guess hour, like an hour. I think. Maybe. Half an hour.
Process manager is checking for an update. 8:36 p.m.
Hey, I'm in your office. On or off? Excuse me, lava lamp. Don't fight with my desk. That's not a good idea, buddy. I don't think you want to make desk soup. Don't. There we go. Yeah, there's more light in here. And I'll turn it off when we get a little bit. I like that light.
Like it?
See it?
I do.
Like it?
I like it.
That's the way. I like it. Where's my phone? You can use this table if you want.
I
should be one of your contact, like in your contact here yesterday. I want to help you with your business.
Yeah.
I want to help you with your business.
Which one?
I want to help you with your business.
Well, what'd you say? I should have you what?
You should have me like on your contact page, family. And a picture of me.
What a picture of you?
Yeah. A best smile. And not seeing we are family.
That
would be hilarious. Be like, we family. Hey, 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 y'all my brothers, sisters, and me. Hey, yeah. I'm getting a package tomorrow.
You get a package tomorrow?
Yep.
Tomorrow.
I don't know for what, but I think it's another hard drive that my mom ordered for me. I have so many hard drives. Yeah. She's not being very nice.
She's not being very nice?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. When is she being that? I mean, I did not just go there. Or did I?
Just call her miserable.
Huh?
Just call her miserable.
What's she gonna say?
Boy, not gonna like you if you won't find out. She might not want to be miserable anymore.
We are family.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now it's getting humid in here. Huh? That was funny, you walked in my apartment. I'm cold. That's the first thing he said was, I'm cold. It's hilarious. Leticia walks in. I'm cold. Hi, Aaron.
Yeah, it's freezing.
I love it. Better than being hot. Which is where I was for 28 years.
Jennifer logged in on Red's party, please.
I literally had no air conditioning in my room for 28 years.
Damn.
That's why I like the AC. That's why I crank it up so high. I ain't paying the fucking electric bill, so who the fuck cares? We are family.
Hey.
You can do that TikTok video. After the shower, we can do it.
Channel.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hungry, how are you?
Lost?
Why are you lost?
I didn't figure you wanted to come over and wipe my ass, so.
No, thank you.
Oh, why not, man? I get tired of wiping my own ass. Actually, I've only had one person who ever wiped my ass for me. That was right after I injured my back real bad and couldn't. She said, I ain't sleeping with you if you got a shitty ass. You're going to have to either let me wipe it or you're going to wipe it. 7 minutes ago. We'd been together for like 12 years, so I let her wipe my ass.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't like she hadn't spanked the damn thing before, so.
Yep.
We were up in the troll cave a little bit ago, and one of them said, thank you for slapping me. I said, well, I like to get slapped too, just not in the face. She said, you like to get kinky, don't you? And I said, of course.
Well.
Okay, so what's up?
Because
I got about 15 minutes before I got to be out of here.
Okay. Are we supposed to leave the WhatsApp group or no?
WhatsApp is okay. Although I may have Ashley change the name of it eventually.
Okay.
You notice I changed a lot of the names up here.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it didn't dump me in my room. But it
can
didn't.
You change the office name?
I didn't change my office name.
No, but it says slash offices slash.
Oh. Oh, I forgot that. Do me a favor and post on the WhatsApp in the messages that people will have to redo their room assignments because of the fact that we changed the names of some of the rooms up here today.
We can just do that in their accounts, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go in and redo everybody's account and set them to their back to their offices, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. And also, I'm going to ask you. Do you have time to do the recording now? Or...
No, because I've got a meeting with somebody from church here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm gonna be joining the missionaries with somebody else here in just a few minutes.
Okay, when we have time, because I was needing it done by Friday.
Get with me tomorrow morning. Well, when are you not at daycare now?
I don't have daycare.
Oh, you stop that altogether?
Yep.
Doesn't that get boring?
It does. But I'm okay with that.
Well, there was two advantages to going. One, you ate there.
True.
At least you knew you were getting one meal a day.
True.
And two, you got a chance to get out and see people, even if they were irritating.
It's true. But I might go back in like October when I get things worked out with stuff. So.
So.
Okay. What time do you want to leave?
Just watch for me. When I start posting, that means I'm up.
Alright.
I don't know what time I'll get up. I don't have any reason I have... Well, yes I do. I gotta be up by 8:30. So, probably after 9 o'clock. Because the city water hasn't sent me my contract yet, and I need my contract.
Is it 9 o'clock my time?
Or no, 9 o'clock my time.
I guess I'll call you around 10:30 my time?
Yeah, if you haven't seen me by then, give me a call then.
Okay.
That gives me time to do the things I've got to do.
All right. Alexa, set a reminder for 10:30. Call Jenna Dupree.
Okay. I'll remind you at 10:30 p.m.
No! Good Lord.
Just tell it to change my 10... whatever it was, p.m. alarm to 10-something a.m.
Alexa, change my 10:30 p.m. reminder to 10:30 a.m.
What's the reminder for?
Oh, my God.
No, you set an alarm. You set an alarm, so you got to change your 10:30 p.m. alarm to 10:30 a.m.
Alexa, change my 10:30 p.m. alarm to 10:30 a.m.
You don't have any alarm set for 10:30 p.m.
Alexa, change my 10:30 p.m. reminder to 10:30 a.m.
What's the reminder for?
Call Jenna Dupree.
Okay, I'll remind you tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
You want to bet it will remind you at 10:30 p.m. too?
Yup.
You could just tell it, cancel my 10:30 p.m. reminder.
Alexa, cancel my 10:30 p.m. reminder.
Call Janet Dupree at 10:30 p.m. Cancel.
Call Janet Dupree at 10:30 p.m. Cancel. At least you didn't sit there and say, call the biggest slut in America at 10:30 a.m.
I thought about it.
I'd laughed.
I would have laughed too, actually.
Do you know what my favorite song is?
What?
Just a second.
Sure. Hi, I'm by Lil Marco from Apple Music.
I don't give a fuck.
I get the idea.
Always at my door. Three, some, four. Three, some, four, some, or more. Get dick down everywhere.
I get the idea.
Alexa, stop.
But, alright, I'll let you go so you can get to your church thing.
Okay.
And I'll call you around 10:30.
I'm going to be giving my testimony to somebody. So.
I wish I can do that. I'll be giving my testimony at my church on December 3rd. So. Right.
Well, stay out of the weather. Don't get hit by lightning.
I won't.
And don't go spinning around in a tornado.
Okay.
Ashley's in flood warnings and tornado watches right now.
Oh, that's why she didn't respond to me. Okay, I texted her.
I know you did. I was on the phone with her when you texted her.
Oh.
But she's living at her mom and dad's house right now. And she's trying to conserve her batteries.
Okay.
So.
We'll let her know to get back to me when she can.
She doesn't have very good, how do I say it? She doesn't have very good signal right now.
Okay, we'll let her know to get back to me as soon as she can, because I wanted to apologize for last night. So.
She asked what you thought you were apologizing for.
Oh. Well, I got a little snappy with her when she said about the I should be more responsible or whatever she said to me when I said I'm sorry I'm late because I missed half the meeting because I was at dinner with a friend of mine from church who was taking me out for my early birthday dinner because he's not going to be around Friday and I left
Laura.
Up there. I thought I was recording.
Laura wasn't there either, and
she's been calling me all day asking for the
Kevin. Book. Kevin was late, so.
No, Laura's been calling. Did you have the recording? Because Laura wants it.
There was no recording.
Oh. Because Laura's trying
there
to figure
out. There is no recording. So, I told her what happened.
You want me to just let Laura know that we're shutting down?
Well, I've already told her that we're shut down until I get a chance to review things and figure out what it's going to take. She said, well, you could do it through Live 365 for $65 a month. Well, yeah, but who's going to pay me that $65 a month?
By the way,
I don't know if that's the right answer or not.
By the way, I have something quick to tell you. Did you know that Steve's in a power chair?
Who?
Steve?
Steve who?
Laura's husband?
No, I didn't.
Huh. He just told me that a couple days ago.
Didn't have a clue.
Huh.
Now I kind of understand a little bit more about his desire to keep her close like that.
Yep.
His control factor.
Yeah.
The more you lose your ability to do things, the more you want to control everyone around you to make sure that you're as comfortable as possible.
Yeah.
Whether it's losing your legs or losing your eyesight. So you were born without your eyesight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were born, you've never really known a life without the walking problems you have, right?
Right.
Okay. So, now imagine suddenly your normal life is changed even more by something else being taken away from you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say they took away your hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how you'd want to grab hold and hold on tight to keep everything you can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That's why he is the way he is. Then.
So.
All right. I've got to get off here. I've got some things I got to do. I've got a medicine that I dropped a few minutes ago that I got to go find too.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You stay out of trouble. Keep going the way you're going. And they will chop your pecker off at the door.
Okay.
You should not walk out in the hallway with hard on and no clothes. You keep doing why that, and, that'll be fun. and the lady across the hallway is going to chop it off and keep it for her dildo. She will dip it in lacquer and tell you, you can't have it back. It's my dildo now. Well, can I at least watch you put it in? Oh, I can't see. I could use my hands.
Alright.
Yeah, she's an old lady, if I remember right.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, in my dungeon group, I'm the youngest one of them all, and they're all horny. Okay. All the time.
All right.
One of them's 67, one of them's 65, one of them's 50. Well, I take that back. I'm the next to the youngest. One's 57, I'm 56, and one's 55.
Wow. Cool.
And a couple of them were up there talking about, yeah, I'm going to go rape my husband when we get done here.
Wow. All right.
One said, I ain't got a husband to rape, but maybe some good-looking guy will walk by on the street.
God. All right.
I said, hell, all I got to do is advertise that I got something worth stealing in here. They'll break in to take it.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, you take care.